What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yeah, here we are. It's 99 of Buzz, Sandra and Sandy. Good morning. Wednesday morning, the 22th of April. Happy Earth Day, Sandy Waters. Happy Earth Day.
Oh, happy Earth Day.
You want to know how old I am? I remember when Earth Day started.
Oh.
I was at that perfect age. I was like 9 years old.
Oh, really? Is that how long we've been celebrating Earth Day? I never really knew when it all started. Why did it start? Do you remember?
No.
You're 9, you don't remember.
No, I mean, it was big in school, you know. I mean, how old are you? You know, 3rd grade, 4th grade, something like that, right? And you're like, and the bulletin board that they had, it was all construction paper, and it was a big blue earth and green on it, you know. I just remember that we celebrated Earth Day. And as kids, you know, clean up, don't leave garbage, pick garbage up, that kind of thing. Save the earth.
I wonder if that really made an impact on you, because you are, you're very judgy about people's recycling habits. Not that you're Mr. Perfect at it, but no. You are very judgy.
I get it. I mean, it's because I have a young child and I want her earth to be, you know.
No,
okay.
You've always been like this, even before your young child.
And I also have a 30-year-old, so back then I wanted his world to be good.
Oh, so it's for the kids. So it didn't, I thought it made an impact. I thought it somehow really resonated with you.
It did.
In class. But
it sure did.
Not.
Yeah. I think subconsciously it stuck with me. Is that what you mean? Like from,
yes,
from when I was 9? Yes, absolutely.
Yes. You say no, and then you say exactly what I said.
Oh, no, that's no, right. Not, be, yeah. You say, I was just answering why you think I was so judgy. That's why. But no, yeah, no, I think it did stick with me. I'm trying to think, what else stuck with me from the 70s that I carry today? I don't know. Probably nothing. Anything stick out in your...
Legal marijuana?
It wasn't legal back then.
I know, but...
Well, anything in your world when you were influential or influenced back when you were...
It was the biggest thing that stuck out in elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, when you say elementary school, my first thought goes to the chalkboard.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's the first thought. Because I got a chalkboard after that. I wanted it for Christmas and I got it. But that's not really something.
Do you remember the contraption that you'd put, the teacher would draw like lines on, and it was like, it had like four little springs. And
fifth grade teacher, Mr. Doty. Yep. You stick the chalk in there and you draw a line. Yeah. My fifth or fourth grade teacher, Mr. Doty, greatest guy, loved him. But he promised me one of those. Ah. He never gave me one.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that stuck with me, too.
What are they called? Do you remember
what
they're
called? I don't know what they're called.
But you'd put like four or five pieces of chalk in it, and then you'd try to draw a straight line across. Yep. And that's where we would write our capital and our, you know, our capital letters and our lowercase and uppercase letters on it.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
If somebody who's 30 years old right now does not know what you're talking about.
Chalk.
Well, chalk, they know. They still sell chalk chalking on the sidewalk.
For driveways, yeah, exactly. Which, yesterday afternoon, Ollie gets off the bus, runs right into the garage, doesn't say a word, immediately starts drawing on the driveway, but it was like, you know where the cement from the garage floor and the asphalt for your driveway meet?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a straight line there. She drew a half moon over it, and then two ears, and then a face. I'm like, what's that? She goes, it's a capybara. I'm like, what?
It's a what?
Exactly. I'm like, you said, what did you say? Capybara. I'm like, Papa Bear? No, Dad, capybara.
What the hell is capybara?
I'm like, well, I learned it first.
It sounded like she was drawing Mickey Mouse.
Right. And it was, it's a rodent. It's like a big rodent that they have in Australia that's like lovable and you can hug them. And
oh, I love it. That's so cute when your kid is already smarter than you at the age of six.
At first grade.
Yes.
The Buzz.
Pizzano and Sandy. It is a Wednesday. There you are. Scott Pizzano here. Sandy Waters right there. Help someone out in what they do and find yourself feeling very inadequate?
I think what we do for a living, no matter who we're helping, we're feeling inadequate. Yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes. Why would it happen? Who'd you help yesterday?
Well, you get into certain situations. I think a lot of us have been like, hey, can you help me out with this? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure.
Who helped?
We're redoing my kitchen at the house, and Joe, you know, the contractor, was hammering out this board, a header over the window that we're putting a different window in. And he's like, kind of signaling like, hey, can you just give me a hand here? And as he's hammering it, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And I got up on this little platformy thing and I'm holding, and you know, and he's hammering it from the outside trying to get this header out of the window. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's expecting me to pull the board out. So I'm pulling it and he goes, no, and I'm doing it wrong. I'm thinking, I feel so inadequate. I don't know how to pull a board.
You're pulling the board wrong?
Yeah, he goes, he goes, after kind of a beat and a half, he's like, just push it down. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it finally came out of the nail. The nail came out.
It's like, you're dumb.
I'm so stupid. I'm so inadequate. And, you know, it's like, I try to be, you know, I've been saying to him, I'm like, you know, we have this weird, fun, cool helper relationship we've developed. And he's teaching me about all this stuff about a house that I don't know about.
At your age, you should. But I think a lot of us are right there with you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about venting sinks and toilets. Then
isn't
where
that
the
crazy?
Vents go to.
We should. In high school, they should have like a mock house.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a BOCES, but it's for every single student, not just the, you know, BOCES program where it's limited.
Yeah.
You go through this house and you learn every little inch of it, how it was constructed, how the heating ducts work, how the furnace works, how the electrical works. Yeah. Why aren't we doing that in school?
Yeah, it's a good
idea. That would be the most, I would pay so much money to have my kid go through that
even
program, because as an adult, you're learning these things and you, like you just said, you feel dumb. You should know.
I mean, even a week's worth of classes about, you know, even if they have like a little display house that's cut in half that you can open up and this is where it goes and this is how it works. Here's how your electrical system works and what's connected to what. It's like... You know, how do you insulate a house? What happens? You know, how do you make it better? Just little things like that, which you will use and take on in your life.
Absolutely.
So there I am. I'm helping. I'm trying to help them out.
Are you going to be a construction worker now?
Oh, yeah.
After death?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I just felt inadequate. Like, he's done it a million times, and it's second nature to him on how to pull a board out.
Yeah. You know, he's talking bad about you behind your back,
by the way. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Because I've heard contractors before, they're like, it's okay. It's okay to your face.
Yeah.
And then they turn around, walk away, and they're like,
I hear,
my dad's like blue collar like that. He knows all that handyman stuff. Mm. And not that they say it in a way where you're dumb. I added that in, but it's kind of like, you could tell. You could tell that they.
On the inside, they're thinking that.
They're thinking, they feel sorry for us.
Yeah. On the outside, this is how it is.
They kind of feel sorry for us. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, well, the window's in, and I will continue to help if he asks me, but I will go in very gingerly thinking, I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Actually, I was wondering, what time did that happen? That you're pulling out the window and you made that?
Mm-hmm. 1:30
Yeah. Why? Okay. Why? I was going to say that because I got a text from Joe that said, Sandy, can you come over for a second?
Oh, shut
I need some help.
Stop it. 6:11 on the buzz. Today's going to be nice and sunny and 61 degrees. Going to be all right. Going to feel good.
Spezzano and Sandy. I think it's safe to say that every wife needs to see the sports side of their man before they get married to him. And what made me think of this was Josh Allen last night at the Sabres game. Before the Sabres game.
Okay, here we go. He was beating the drum. Wearing a Sabres jersey. Then he chugs a beer.
Throws the stick, the drumstick, the mallet, whatever it's called.
Pounds half the beer, throws that.
Does the, like, I'm a bodybuilder.
Does the Hulk thing. Good old Josh.
It just walks off. Mic drop, I'm out.
It was awesome.
It was very cool that he was there.
Yeah.
They announced him, Josh Allen.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah.
The Sabres did not win, and some people are now saying Josh Allen is bad luck.
That's crap.
But we won't stay there. But he, it was very cool to see the energy in the arena. Mm. And there would have been that type of energy whether he was there or not. But with him being there just amped it up even
God,
more.
Yeah, I couldn't go ask for something more perfect then.
And then he turned into an all-out, full-blown dad.
Yeah, he's getting in the
sports
practice mode.
Dad. That's all I saw.
It's funny because this is every guy's dream to do that. Like, we all have that, that guy in us. When it comes to sports, whether you're somewhat into sports, it doesn't even matter. It's just like you want to be that. Ah!
It is funny, though. And I don't know if anybody noticed this. 818-2899. And when you call into the show this morning, because we have so many freaking concert tickets to give you.
Yeah.
You get a choice of whatever concert ticket you want.
Yeah,
you get tickets. 818-2899. But it's so funny how there's a. You see a different side of the man you love when it comes to his fandom with sports.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my husband, and I don't know, it's not bad. I don't know. Or maybe it is bad. But I saw my husband to be one person. And then the minute his team would lose a football game,
mm-hmm.
it was like a whole different person. I didn't even know. He gets so, it's evolved over time, but when we were first together, it mm-hmm. was like throwing decorative throw pillows? What are we doing? We're destroying the house, and then he'll go all of a sudden immediately into laughing hysterically because they're winning so bad. So he's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
It is our moment to express the boundaries of emotion, both ends. It's our opportunity, our hall pass to do so. And you can only do it then. If you did it at any other point in your day, you'd be labeled crazy. Crazy
or,
guy.
I don't know. Maybe there is another time and maybe there is another something that totally pulls something out of you that is normally not there. And I don't know if it's always a cute thing. Like sometimes my husband, it's like, oh, he's so cute. He's so excited. And sometimes I'm like,
You scare
I'm
me.
Embarrassed for you.
Does he ever scare you?
not scare you. Embarrassed.
Oh, embarrassed. Like,
I'm embarrassed because you're acting like a frat boy right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And that's all I saw with Josh Allen. I don't know why my mind went to dad.
Yeah. It totally gives us permission, and it's a great feeling. You should try it sometime.
Do you sense yourself like you go over the edge with you're totally a different person when you're watching
the build?
You
know when kids get scared or excited, they just start running around.
I do that to you?
No, when I get crazy during the Bills games, I know she gets all flitty. She starts running around. Ah, you know, like. So she kind of like reacts.
So like when you get into an argument, your kids hide or your dog hides. That's the same thing when dad's watching the Bills game.
Exactly. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Do you go all caveman during sports?
Yeah, man. I'm one of those ones that I've watched sports. I'm a Cowboys fan, needless to say. And yeah, it's been a rough last, I would have to say, 19 years for us, but yeah, I've been on that side of the pillow where I'm extremely happy when they're winning, mm-hmm. and I'm a freaking jerk when they're losing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny, and I don't know if it's an out-of-body experience for you, but it is for your wife. She's just like, what the hell am I doing here?
My old lady, she has figured out the last 5 years, just the football season, just the go in her woman cave. And
yeah, right. Just let you do your thing. I always get a kick out of these social media videos where, their team loses and dude goes over and punches the flat screen and breaks it or rips it off the wall.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm definitely a person of 4 or 5 flat screens. I ain't going
to
hold you there.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
Flat screen guy, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Omar, man.
Omar. Okay, Omar, flat screen Omar. It's you, man. I've got a pair of tickets. I got tons of stuff to give away, and I'm going to give you a choice. You want to go to Del Lago Casino for the M80s Ultimate 80s concert? I got tickets to Lou Gramm in December from Foreigner, and another pair of tickets to go to the Balls to the Wall tour. Maybe they'll have a flat screen there for you. That's Hairball playing at Del Lago. Which one do you want?
Just give me one. That doesn't matter.
Excellent. All right, I'll hook you up, man. Well, let's send you to the casino. You want to go to the casino?
Sounds good.
All right, stand by, man. I'll be right back. Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God, that's so fun.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
This is really the most cryptic tease you've ever done.
Is it?
I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
It's a really good question, and when I tell you what the phenomenon is, and this isn't really my world, so I'm going to lean on all of you to really explain it to me, but the question that I put out there just a few minutes ago was, should parents adapt to the world, or should the world adapt to parents? Just saying that without giving you any more context to why I'm asking, what is your first response?
Confusion. I don't know what.
Well, answer the question. Do you get it? Like, should
I don't get it. Should we adapt to the world? Like what
parents,
the world
specifically.
Right.
Should
adapt to like what the current world is giving us right now when it comes to like social media?
No, like, oh my gosh. I don't know how when you have a kid, kid-friendly, more kid-friendly bathrooms, should the world be catered to parents, or should parents just adapt with how the world is set up? Does that make sense? Is it just Scott, or does this really not make sense to anyone?
You got to be more, okay, so be specific.
818-2899. I need somebody else to call in, please.
Someone with a higher intelligence, right?
We have more tickets to give you if you want to call in and join in on this. Because I asked this to other people, and they understood it. So I don't know why it's so hard for you to understand.
I'm dense.
So let me ask why. Why I'm saying this. So I was having a conversation with my girlfriend, and she made a point. She was joking about how she wants to start a series. And I'm like, oh boy, don't start one of those. Come with me.
Oh, a
come
like,
with me.
Okay. As, like online social media series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Babies in breweries. Every time she goes to a brewery, she says, she will see without a doubt a mom show up with a baby. And I'm talking baby. Mm-hmm. Like lay the blanket on the floor, put the little toys, lay the baby down. Mom's having her whatever she's having. Baby's there playing with her toys. And that's she says, funny. Without a doubt, every time. And yeah, I go, is funny. This really a thing? Or... I don't know. So 818-2899. Is this really a thing? Do you notice this too? Are
now
you a mom
you
who brings
it,
your baby
well,
into a brewery?
I don't know. Okay. I can see that. Yeah, I've actually seen that before. And yeah. I think they make these microbreweries, these little brewery places, like very family friendly. And I think that's why, you see, like we do this one brewery around Christmas time, and there's like they decorate cookies. It's actually four kids, so I guess it doesn't count. Mrs. Claus is reading, you know, night before Christmas.
It's different.
But yeah. But when you said that, I'm like, yeah.
Okay, now think about it. Now, are you one of those moms? And my first reaction was, oh, of course. That's the only way mom can get out of the house if she brings her baby along. Dads show up to the bar. No baby. No problem. Leaving the house. This is totally a mom thing, I think. But I haven't witnessed it. So I don't know. Is this truly, really a legitimate thing? And is this the perfect, like, exclamation point at the end of that question? The world should adapt to parents. Or should parents adapt to the world? Like, is it wrong to bring the kid into a brewery?
No, it is not wrong.
Should it be okay, and should the world adapt to parents where it's, okay.
Yeah, the world should adapt to parents, yes.
But it is alcohol. Mom's drinking.
But mom
and her baby's on the floor on a blanket.
I doubt they're on the floor. Well, in a basket or something, but I've never seen that
lay
before.
A blanket down. This is my girlfriend told me. She saw mom just lay out the blanket. Nice cushy blanket, soft blanket with the... I don't know what any of these toys are called. You know, what's that? What's the moon shape thing you lay the baby in because it's an infant with the little toy that goes
above the baby. Yeah, they reach up in the air and they play with it. One of those things.
Whatever the heck that thing is called.
That was a little extreme. I think amongst the peanut shells, you know, and the sawdust at that brewery on the floor.
I don't know. I'm telling you, legitimately, she wasn't the only person to tell me that too. If you've seen it, 818-2899.
And if you have a comment on it, 818-2899, because we've got stuff to give you.
Yes, there's messages coming in. Okay. Sorry, but a brewery is literally built around alcohol. I don't leave my kids at home to listen to yours cry while I'm trying to relax. Oh my gosh. That's pretty...
yeah.
That's
harsh. I've never seen a mom and a baby alone. At a brewery. It's not like mom goes out to elbow up to the bar.
I think mom meets up with girlfriends, Scott.
Yeah, or
guys
they're there.
Will go drinking by themselves. I don't think women do.
Yeah, or they're there with their guys, you know? They're all there as like a family. They're eating, they're having a beer, the baby's with them. Like,
most,
no different.
Another message, most breweries literally have high chairs and changing tables now. Clearly they want families there. Oh,
sure.
Well, see, I didn't know that. I don't frequent the breweries too much.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a brewery that's not family friendly.
Oh,
I
don't know. Is it weird? It just feels weird. It feels wrong.
Well, where else should you not bring your kid?
I don't know. That just feels wrong. But anyhow, so if next time you see a baby in a brewery, take a picture of it. So
and send it to her girlfriend so she can do the series.
Yes. So we can add it to the series or let me know where.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so this is the big story, big local story that everybody is still talking about and scratching their heads. Does $135,000 sound like the right amount, the right quote unquote penalty? Who should be held responsible for the rocks raining down on Penfield Playground back in September? Do you remember that whole thing, the Dolomite group?
That's the quarry next door. The rock quarry. Yeah.
They did. They blasted a whole bunch of rocks, propelled like 22 rocks into Penfield Town Park, damaging a playground, pickleball court, even a car. One of the rocks weighed about 40 pounds.
Jeez, a big
one. Traveled 1,300 feet. That's over 4 football fields.
Yeah. That's a big boom, isn't it?
That was an insane story. Yeah. So now we're learning that, okay, New York State said, listen, you got to pay a fine, okay? A penalty,
mm-hmm.
$135,000.
Okay.
And essentially, you don't get to keep blasting until you prove that this won't happen again, is also what I heard.
Don't blast so close to me is that song that I can think of.
And officials say that it was probably a fractured rock mass, voids in the rock, or improperly drilled holes mm-hmm. that could have been the factors.
I see.
Now, the quarry has been there a lot longer than the playground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much longer.
Yeah.
But who do you think, first, do you think $135,000 is okay? And second, who do you think really should be responsible?
You need a person then, right? Not a company?
Well, I don't know. That's what people are arguing. Should it be the company or should it be the worker who, or should it be the inspectors who kind of oversee everything?
$135,000 fine is appropriate because I'm sure they got it, but
more
insured and stuff. But
no. $135,000, the general feel is that it's not enough. You can't even buy a house for that much. Like, it's barely anything. That's what the feel is, and I kind of lean towards that.
Okay. I also want to know, where did that number come from? Like, how do they make it that specific number? Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Where does 135 come from? Is there like a chart? How many rocks land off-site?
Right?
You know, I mean, I don't know.
Somewhere I saw that it's really only $100,000 up front, and mm-hmm. then the $35,000 is if they don't rectify. Or there's like, I don't know, something if it happens again or they don't rectify it or something.
Contingency, I see. All right.
So. I think that's where I saw somewhere and I'm like, oh my God, so it's not even really $135,000. Now it's just $100,000.
Well, it's a fine and they pay
which
it.
Is nothing to a massive company.
What should it be?
I don't even know if a dollar, because where is that dollar amount going? Is that dollar amount going to that person's car who they had to pay to get it repaired? Is it going to all the kids? I don't know, were their kids there traumatized by raining rocks? Like, the it's money going, is going where? To
I
the
know.
State?
It's going to the pickleball court repair.
Oh, yeah, like it should
pickleball.
Go.
Oh, the trauma, Miffy.
That's the funny part. Whenever, like, the government puts a fine on a company, it's like, okay, but who's seeing that money?
I know where it goes, right?
Is it the common person who was directly affected by this? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's all weird, you know? This is corporate and, you know, government fine stuff. Where's it go?
And, you know, I wonder also, is this the same kind of scenario as the Burger King employee who poured the used grease in the storm?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Is it only an issue? Is it only a thing because it blew up on social? Like, what would have happened if the rocks came raining down and nobody was around to see it and it didn't damage anything? Will it even, like, would there be even a fine at all?
I don't know.
Is that one of the perks of social, that it actually now holds people accountable?
Yeah. Right, because, like, if nobody talked about it, then it just got cleaned up and they made a couple of repairs in the pickleball court and, you know, the insurance covered the car and the stuff like that. Yeah, right.
818-2899 if you want to join in. But there are messages coming in on 98.9 The Buzz. That's okay. How you can get a hold of us on any of the socials. Okay, let's see. Everyone wants to blame, quote, the company, but real people are drilling those holes. Mm-hmm. If it was done wrong, that's on the crew. Oh, so this person says, forget. Dolomite, blame the person?
No, not at all. No, you blame the company. Then the company punishes the people.
Okay, I'm gonna call out hypocrite right now. because when we were talking about the Burger King employee, and we did a Jerker Justified, because the Burger King employee himself got the fine instead of the company. And at that point, you said, that's how it should be. Now you're switching it. Why?
Yes, because I'm a hypocrite. This is how I feel about
really,
this.
Why?
This is
why
how I feel this... about this situation. My life is not black and white in any
but
means.
But what about this situation makes it different?
I think because it's a big company. And it's something that it's hazardous what this company does. It blows stuff up and crushes rocks and makes things out of the earth.
Burger King's a pretty big company. Any fast food joint's a pretty big company.
Yeah, but they're local owners. Like you know how it works. It's not just a corporate thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And isn't this local owners too?
Yeah, but it's a big company. I don't know if it's a local. I don't know.
You keep saying the same thing.
I don't know. I can't answer these questions, but I can say when a fine happens, when damage happens like this, you fine the company, and it's up to the company to discipline the people that did it.
Oh, wait. Hang on. This is a really good message. Everyone's arguing about blame. But why are we blasting rocks anywhere close to where kids are playing? That's the bigger issue. Who approved a playground that close? That's a very good point. I didn't hear anybody else bring
that
up.
That is a good point. But you know what? I think the way the land is set up, the way it is, there's never been an incident over the, 50 years it's been there,
So now what happened? Shut down the playground. That's it. Kids, go home.
Yeah, forget about the corporation.
No playground.
All right, 7:16 now. 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Your Jerker Justified's on the way with all kinds of stuff to give away.
Yes, the bride and groom's requests for all the wedding guests is up for debate. Jerker Justified.
98.9 to Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. And here we go. Got lots of stuff to all our callers coming in this morning at 818-2899.
Well, not all.
Not all, but as many as we got to give
you
away.
You got to specify, otherwise the legal department's going to freak out.
Okay, so I got three separate pairs of tickets to the next three callers.
First three calls.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. When's the next wedding that you have to go to? Because your ears will definitely perk up when you hear this story. So a bride is going viral. Well, you know what? It always is like positioned as if the bride is going viral. A wedding is two people, right? So I'm going to change it.
So a bride is going viral.
The bride and groom are going viral for sharing a story about their aunt and uncle who decided not to attend their wedding.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Just because the men were all asked to wear a tie, which doesn't seem outrageous even these days. She shared a text where the aunt said, "We will not be there, sorry, way too much." The bride responded with a link and said, "I found this for $6.99 online. Will you really not come because of a tie?" And the aunt said, "That's right. This is the United States of America, not Princess Land."
What? What?
The woman also said that her father already lent her uncle a tie. So this was probably just more of looking for an excuse than it was a bridge too far for their finances. Okay, so that's a little extreme. The tie is going to be the deal breaker.
Right, right.
But let's say this, because a lot of brides and grooms are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Dictating what the wedding guests wear to the wedding.
Mm.
How many invitations have you received where they're like, "We want you to wear," and then they tell you specifically what they want you to come dressed as? So to tell your guests what they have to wear.
To institute a dress code?
To institute a dress code. Perfectly said.
Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Justified. You can do that dress code. Okay, I want everybody to dress up like Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're having a Star Wars one.
You know what? We'd laugh and you said that to be extreme, but that really probably legitimately is.
Oh, no, I've seen it happen. Yeah, you must come as your favorite Star Wars character.
Yes, yes. So you're okay with any of it. Once you vote justified, once you put your tally under that, that means anything the bride wants you to wear, you will show up wearing, and she has every right.
Well, I say justified because kids today are so entitled.
Oh, okay.
And that's how their parents are raising them. So this girl feels as though this is what she wants, so she's going to get it.
Uh-huh. Because the bride gets everything she wants.
Well, so you're reinforcing the fact that a bride and groom should feel entitled because it's their day. Is that what you're saying? Because you're putting your tally under justified.
Okay. All right. Who's this?
Justified it is.
All right. Who's this?
Tracy,
you want to go to Hairballs, Balls of the Wall Tour, the M80s, also at Del Lago, or tickets to Lou Graham coming in December?
We'll go to Lou Graham.
Yes, you will. Ooh, yeah. Yay. Hold the line. I got to hook you up. Stay right there, okay? All right. There's one. Yeah, hello, the boss. Good morning. Are we a jerk or are we justified?
I think absolute jerk.
Yeah, to impose a dress code, huh?
Yeah. I think that anybody is that's going to be so focused on worrying about the aesthetics of things extraneous like that and not focused on the actual purpose and meaning behind the wedding is the joining of you into the union of marriage. And you're losing sight of what's important if you're going to focus on all that BS.
Well said. Well said. Very good argument. And that's good. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky, you win too. I got tickets to Hairball, Balls to the Wall Tour, or the M80s, and they're both at Del Lago.
And I work on Saturdays, so you can just go ahead and pass them along to the next.
Well, Delago, M80s is a Friday night. You want to do that one?
Sure.
All right, hold the line. You're going to the M80s, the ultimate 80s awesome. Party. Stand by. All right. Good morning, Buzz. Hi, you're next. It is Jerk or Justified. What do you call it?
I say Justified.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, listen, it's most people buy an outfit to go to a wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference if you have to buy something that they want you to wear because they have a theme? If you were going to go to a Halloween party, you'd buy an outfit to do that.
Yeah.
So what the heck is the difference? Sure. You know what I'm saying?
I don't buy... You said most people. Nope. I will not buy a dress just to go to a wedding.
Oh,
I'll see
does.
What I have. It doesn't matter. I'm just the guest. I'm not the star of the show. I don't care
right,
what I wear.
If
nobody
you're
cares.
Trying to, like, make, you know, the pictures a certain way or, you know, like, that's your thing, and as long as it's not completely outrageous.
Yeah.
Like I said, most people, not every person, but most people. And that guy could have got a tie at freaking Goodwill.
I know.
Yeah. The whole tie thing is a little extreme, but it's like...
He's a jerk.
I got a couple invitations. The last few wedding invitations that I got, they did dictate what I should wear. It's like, I don't want you telling me I'm already going to put $100, $200 in a freaking... for you.
Whoa.
Don't make me go spend extra money on a damn dress. I want to wear what I want to wear. You can't tell me what to wear.
Okay.
I don't want to go to this wedding now.
I got an invitation.
I totally understand.
Yeah, we got an invitation to a wedding in India with one of Jill's relatives. We couldn't make, but there were 3 days of the wedding, and there was specific outfits for had to buy for all three.
You couldn't make because it started to add up with all that you had to buy.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So you should put your tally under jerk then.
Nope, I'm putting it under justified. If you want to do that, it's your day, and we're here to celebrate you. We'll jump through hoops for your marriage.
I'm not showing up.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, but see, that's your choice, and you don't have to.
Right.
Just came back from a destination wedding in Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
And... it was amazing, and I had a great time. And there was no specific dress code, but I did ask, what would you like us to wear?
Uh-huh.
How do you want us to dress?
What's it?
Do you want us to dress, you know, dress or, like, casual?
Casual beach, right?
Yeah, whatever it was, you know what I mean?
All right.
It was amazing and beautiful, so...
So you did it. So here's this. I've got one more pair of tickets to Del Lago on Saturday, the 2nd of May, for Hairballs. Balls to the Wall Tour. You want to go?
Sure, I'll go.
Stand by. You're in. Thanks for calling the buzz. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you say you put your tally? Under justified, right?
Justified, yes.
Darn it.
Why?
By one vote.
It wins?
One vote!
Okay, here it comes.
The verdict is... justified.
Justified.
Jerk. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I want to renew my vows now so I can make you show up to my wedding wearing something ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. What would you ask me to dress up as?
Everybody has to wear a hula hoop skirt. Hula skirt.
It's
with a little coconut bra.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters, James Whittaker, and What's in My Purse Tony is here. Our
What's
Buzz fam.
In my purse, Tony. James,
Tony.
You know how Tony got her nickname?
Tell me.
She's a klepto, and she has admitted on the air several times with us that she often puts things from restaurants in her purse.
Sticky finger, salt and pepper shaker.
Or oh, nice.
Mostly glasses, but I have a small purse now. So.
She might be retiring from line of work.
She's reformed.
Okay. So, James, hold your wallet tight.
All right. And you do have a question for James.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. I have a son who has been in a job for a year and a half. They keep saying, well, we're going to put you on full time. He's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
What can he do to become full time?
You feel like they're stringing him along.
I feel like they're just kind of stringing him along.
Yeah.
And he has gone for other job interviews, but then they ghost him and they don't call him.
It's a great question. And unfortunately, there are just some bad, deceptive people out there.
Yeah.
And there are also, yeah, there are also some people out there who have a lot on their plate and they're overwhelmed and perhaps have created and used some expectations that maybe were a little bit aggressive,
right,
and ambitious in terms of time frame. So I think it's important to try and understand exactly who those people are as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is I would be looking at going above and beyond. So a lot of people in this situation would probably pull back, and the employer would be like, hey, this person's not a good fit. Like, you want to give them an incentive to be like, wow, this person is irreplaceable.
Yeah.
So thinking about ways that he can go the extra mile to get noticed. And then after a little bit of time of doing that, or just also having conversations to gain a bit more of an idea of how else he can support the business. Like, look, tell me what the big goals are for the next 30 days or the next 90 days or the next 12 months. Let me know how I can help. I'm really keen to be a contributor as part of the team. And then maybe after a week of that, just say, look, if you're open to it, I'd love 5 minutes of your time. I've been here for X number of weeks. Here are the ways that I've added value. I've saved money for the organization. I've saved time for the organization, mm-hmm. ideally as tangibly as possible. And then say, look, my big goal for the next 14 days is to secure employment in a job that I enjoy with people that I love to work with. I feel like here is a great fit. Can you let me know if this is that place or if I should look elsewhere?
Yeah, kind of like nicely, passive aggressively saying, you know, hurry up or I'm out.
Exactly.
Yeah. What kind of work is it?
Does like inventory, gets things ready, makes lots of phone calls, you know.
Is it a very niche job or do you think there's opportunity?
No, it's not a niche job.
Oh, okay. So there is opportunity other.
He can go to a competitor, right?
Well, he can go somewhere else.
Somewhere
I don't know what kind of a competitor.
Okay. Well, that's interesting you brought that up because a lot of people feel, and how do you feel about this, James? A lot of people feel like they need to present their current employer with, hey, I got this competitor wants me.
Fear of loss.
Fighting
thing,
competition. Is that a good strategy or not?
Again, that's a really good question. That's actually what I was thinking about when I was talking before. You have to do that one very, very delicately because if the employer is like, oh, you're rubbing this in my face, just go. Or if you sort of overvalue your expertise and value a little bit, they're just going to be like, wow, this person's trouble. Let's get them out of here. But letting them know, like I tried to sort of hint on that when I had that conversation around, look, this is my goal, because that implies that I'm doing it whether you like it or not.
Right.
But we also have that human psychology part of us that if someone we know is an asset and they're starting to go away, our perceived value of that person increases. Like, we want what we can't have.
Right.
So, yeah, it would be interesting to explore, but I think it all starts through a foundation of proving work ethic and commitment to the job and the organization more broadly, and then having a conversation with someone to be like, look, just tell me what's going on here so we can save the time for both of
just
us.
Just be positive. Yeah. You look like that valued employee.
Okay. Yeah. Thank Sounds you good. Very much, James.
If you ever want to get a hold of James on the socials or whatever.
Yep, it's at James Witt, WHITT. You can reach out to him directly. Listen to his podcast, of course, wherever you listen to podcasts. Listen to Spisano and Sandy, and then go to the Win the Day podcast.
All right. Till next time, Governor.
What?
Thanks, James.
Where did that go from?
I don't know. It just came out.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. Here we are with Heidi Kettenring, one of the stars of A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. And we got tickets for tonight's show. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
You are great. Sandy, she's performed in over 100 productions in Chicagoland around the country, like Wicked or a national tour of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. So she knows what she's doing, and she is so ready to get on stage. I know you are.
Have you been
Absolutely.
To Rochester before?
Yeah.
Is this your first
Actually,
time?
No, my husband is from Rochester, so
Stop
I've been
it.
Here. I will not stop, but he went to Gates Chai Lai High.
Okay.
Stop it! Oh, my God!
You know, it's
That's
so funny.
That's why he's coming back. So you're going to go see the in-laws when you're in town?
Yeah, right.
You staying
yeah,
with
actually,
them?
Yeah, actually, my sister and brother-in-law are coming to see the show tonight.
Oh, that's
oh,
awesome.
Oh, my God, that is wild. So when you come to town, do you have to stay with the other actors in the fancy place that they set you up, or do you stay with the in-laws?
I'm not staying with the in-laws. I'm actually staying in an Airbnb. This
Beautiful, time. As you should.
Wow, yes. Smack to the in-laws.
No, the diva needs her space.
Oh, no, I absolutely love my in-laws, but, you know, David was coming, and we thought, let's let's make it like a little vacay.
You know, it's so funny. I always, whenever something happens and it's like Rochester based, I always call ourselves the Kevin Bacon of the world because somehow, some way, it's all connected to Rochester area in New York. It's so funny.
I completely agree. I know so many people from Rochester, and they take such pride in the fact that they're from Rochester. And I've been so excited to get this company here to show them how awesome Rochester is.
That's so cool. Yay.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, tonight's performance is going to be awesome. We got tickets to give away. 818-2899. Got a pair of tickets for tonight's show at The Odd. But I want to have some fun right now. There's this song that Neil Diamond did called Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
And so I thought we'd celebrate because, you know, we're going to sing it tonight anyway, right? And I'm sure the audience goes nuts and sings along. Am I right?
Oh, they go nuts. They sing along. We sing it a couple of times.
Really?
Yes. We, you know, to see all of the hands go up in the air when we sing
That's amazing.
All right, then let's all sing it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start the hook.
Okay.
I'm going to pot it down. And Sandy, you go first. I'm going to have you sing the lyrics until it hits to Sweet Caroline. I'm going to bring it back up and see if you hit it.
Oh, see if I sync up?
Yep.
Oh, no, the pressure. Oh, my God. Wait, at what part? Do I know the lines? Do I know the words?
All right, come on. Here we go. Ready?
Touching hands.
Ready? Oh, bye.
Touching me. Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Hold on a second. You missed it.
I missed a whole bunch.
Wait, you don't know the words?
I do when I'm in a crowd.
What planet?
Not on my own.
What planet are you from?
Okay, you do it.
okay. Start here. Okay, right? Hands. All right. Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
That was amazing.
So close. Not quite there. So good.
Okay, your turn now.
Oh, Heidi? Okay, you ready, Heidi?
Oh, my God, I guess I'm ready.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Touching hands.
Okay, you're gonna bring it down. Go.
Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Actually, Heidi, that would have been very embarrassing if you didn't nail it.
Oh, how can she not nail it? She nails it every night.
I have never been so nervous.
All right, so you go watch Heidi nail it tonight and all the rest of the great cast of A Beautiful Noise. Neil Diamond Musical is here. Tell us the run, how long you guys are here for, and all that stuff.
We're here through Sunday. We've got, we had one show last night. We have 7 more shows. Tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, 2 shows Saturday, 2 shows Sunday.
The beautiful thing. And A Beautiful Noise. Thank you so much, Heidi. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome your husband back to town.
Yeah, right. Hey, welcome back. All right, see ya. Break a leg.
Hey, thanks.
It's coming up on 8:47 and 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay. This will unify everybody. The minute I say these two words, something is going to happen to your emotions. You're either going to get really angry or really happy.
Okay.
Electric mowers.
do you want to do it like I do it? Or do it real dramatic. Ready? Go.
Oh, okay. Ready? Electric mowers? That immediate. I shouldn't say. It doesn't unify. It divides because you either are so for it, which there's not as many people in that camp as so against it.
Mm-hmm.
New York is not outright banning gas lawnmowers statewide.
Right.
But, you know, they're still pushing. And we heard about this. They were starting to talk about it and pass it through last year. And now it's continuing. The push is continuing. It's not official yet, but to make it where, you know, you get this incentive if you go electric.
Now, this is for residential. This isn't like state mowing, like along the side of the highway kind of vehicles stuff, right?
Every news article I read, it's about companies, landscaping companies, they're trying to incentivize to do this.
Yeah.
And homeowners, incentivize to do it.
Okay.
But they don't ever single out just themselves.
Right. Like the DOT or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I would assume, though, if they're trying to make us all do it, that they are also trying to push this along.
What kind of incentive is there? Because I'm on the fence.
You are. I've never met anyone to be on the fence.
Well, it's
either you're for it or you're against it.
Well, I'm for it. It's just really, it's cost prohibitive right now. It's kind of expensive.
I think you get rebates if you buy the equipment or something.
See,
but again, it's not official yet. So.
Yeah. So here's a funny story. My cross street neighbor had a little electric push mower, and he gave up on it. He's like, this thing is just, it wasn't powerful enough.
That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Yeah. But then there's the other ones that are out there that are like little tanks, they're like the Roombas for the lawn.
Oh, my dad had one of those.
Had?
Yeah, he doesn't use it anymore.
Really?
I forgot why. It would take forever
to
mow.
How long ago?
I mean, it just, you kind of like set it and forget it. You just let it go to work, come home, and then your lawn is mowed.
Yeah. But the new ones they have now have this. This one's like $4,000. It's like a high-end zero turn.
Oh,
right?
Boy, this is the one Scott's going to get.
Yeah.
He only does high-end.
I've kept my eye on this. But now, not only does this mow your yard, it's got GPS, so it stays within. You can set boundaries on it on a tablet. And then it goes up and down hills. It's very powerful. It goes back, charges itself.
Honey,
and,
$4,000. You better cook me dinner.
I'm selling this to you now. I should do this 30-second pitch to you. Okay, so not only that, but it has attachments where you could attach a snowblower to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a trimmer to it, or a leaf blower to it. So it comes with all these.
You're confusing me. There's no way a little machine thing is going to shovel Rochester snow.
Oh, yeah.
On its own?
Yeah.
No way. You can't. Our snow is different snow than other people's snow.
No. It does heavy snow. It does light snow. It does, you know, I think it gobbles up to a foot at one time.
How big is this thing?
It's big. You know, I mean, it's not huge, but I mean. It's,
oh, okay. Because I'm thinking about the other like little round disc that looks like the vacuum.
No,
oh, my. That's massive.
No, it's like it's a little smaller than one of those children's electric cars. This thing's
legit. That's a big
one.
$4,000, though?
But that's what a lawnmower costs. $3,000-$4,000 for a good zero turn. You know what you said?
A good zero turn. Yeah. You just compared a zero turn, which is legit, that the landscapers use, to a little boba mower that will take forever to mow your lawn because it's electric.
Hey, I'm in. Cut me in.
You're in. Okay, so your team, yay, electric.
Yeah, bring it.
Okay, where are you that's so against this? Because I know there's a lot of you. Anyhow, we'll keep our eye on it, see if the state is going to move forward with it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'd like to see what kind of incentives are, you know.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Just brought this up because we need to think about mowing the lawn and summer and heat.
Can I tell you tomorrow about my little lawn mowing surprise that I got yesterday?
Oh, a lawn mowing surprise.
Yes, a lawn mowing surprise.
Lawnmower fairy?
Yes, and it wasn't.
And
it wasn't what I wanted.
Oh!
It wasn't that. Anyway, you'll get to that tomorrow. And tomorrow's a big day here on the show.
Yes, it's Live Audience Thursday. So if you ever want in on Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to me, Sandy at RochesterBuzz.com or on socials 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, so the commercial-free 98 is coming up at the top of the hour.
We appreciate you. We say it every day, but we really, truly mean it. We are so grateful to have you part of the Buzz fam.
Yeah.
But it is time to say we out.
Yeah, we out. Just like your daydreaming ability on a nice day like today with sunny and 61. I'm Spacey. All right, see you. Bye.
Bye, peepees.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.